This is Get Lit with Literature, and this is Monk. You can find out more at my website, allbook-books.com. This week, a tribute to haiku poet Bill Kenny, who I just found out recently, sadly, passed away in September. He was 89 and was getting chemotherapy for about 4 years, and he'll be missed. His haiku, in a word, phenomenal. I met him once years ago and maintained email and occasional phone correspondence. I think he's been in the haiku calendar virtually every year. This year there'll be a little tribute to him in the 2023 haiku calendar. And I don't like to compare, but just to say, to show how good his haiku are, when I ask for submissions, I ask for 10 of them, and people send me, and sometimes it's tricky to figure out which ones to pick, but every year with Bill's, it was always a question of how many do I pick? How many and which ones do I like better than the others? Consistently good. What he evokes in the haiku, I'm not even going to try to explain. I'm just going to read a bunch for the most part. Maybe a comment here or there. And the other thing that is a fabulous example to other people, as his bio in the calendar says, and his last name is K-E-N-N-E-Y, Bill Kenny, retired college professor who began writing haiku and senryu just before his 72nd birthday. His work appeared in numerous anthologies, online and print journals, and books. So what an amazing example for someone to take up writing at age 72, and not only that, turn into a phenomenal haiku poet. His wife mentioned to me that he had, I think he had come across a book somewhere, like How to Write Haiku or something like that, and picked up the book and just had an innate sense of that's what he was going to do. So I was honored to, he asked me to write a blurb for his promotion on the back cover for his little book, Keep Walking, published by Red Moon Press, the foremost publisher of haiku in America. So this is what I wrote. I've long been impressed by the consistency of excellence with Bill Kenny's haiku. Keep Walking keeps doing that, revealing how the little poem has the power to soothe the challenges of the human condition. Much of this book deftly portrays the poignant aspects of aging and illness, and the collection's emotional impact transcends discussion of form. So many people discuss whether a poem is it's a haiku or a senryu, and there is overlap, so that's a whole nother discussion, but he gives many examples of how, in a sense, it's silly to argue too much about that. So I'm just going to, I picked out a whole bunch from this book. I just flipped through and there's so many, I don't even know how long it's going to take. I'm just going to start reading. And one of the traditions of haiku is to read them twice because, you know, they're so short. So sometimes the first time it goes right over your head. 87, going on 88, I tell the child. 87, going on 88, I tell the child. Strumming the guitar, I never learned to play, autumn rain. Strumming the guitar, I never learned to play, autumn rain. Old friends, remembering the friend who died young. Old friends, remembering the friend who died young. After chemo, a flutter of leaves in the autumn wind. After chemo, a flutter of leaves in the autumn wind. New neighbor, I wonder how old she thinks I am. New neighbor, I wonder how old she thinks I am. Winter seclusion, moving my lips as I read. Winter seclusion, moving my lips as I read. Men's room, somebody's smartphone tinkles. Now that's definitely a sanryu, which is more of the human element compared to the haiku, which emphasizes nature and the relation with nature, but there is overlap. But that one's decidedly a sanryu, and often sanryu are humorous. Men's room, somebody's smartphone tinkles. Steep staircase, the old man I knew I'd never be. Steep staircase, the old man I knew I'd never be. After the mail comes the rest of the day. And that one's all on one line, which is sometimes done with haiku occasionally. After the mail comes the rest of the day. Now some of these, one of the essences of haiku is the definition I love from Cor Vandenhoevel is to write half the poem. Write half the poem. So the haiku is so short and it is evocative. So you give the reader a little bit and essentially leave the reader or the listener with a whole story or picture. So that one exemplifies that as well as anything. After the mail comes the rest of the day. And another one similarly, driving north, our grandchildren explain autumn. Driving north, our grandchildren explain autumn. So after that, I get the car, you know, the leaves, the travel, the people talking. He puts all of that in with just, you know, a few words. So that is the essence of a haiku right there. Raindrops deciding not to. Raindrops deciding not to. Very evocative, that one. Leaves it up to your imagination. The essence of the sway of the raindrops changing plans. Or also, it could be that it started to rain and then stopped raining. But I would think it's more of the human aspect. But again, that leaves it open, which is what an excellent haiku does, is leave it open to various images and interpretations. Raindrops deciding not to. Summer wind, her shadow enters mine. Summer wind, her shadow enters mine. Heavy traffic, the drift of summer clouds. Heavy traffic, the drift of summer clouds. Moving in to my sand castle, the ocean. Moving in to my sand castle, the ocean. Sunset. An apple rests where it fell. Now that's one I would use every year when I would send out, I did for many, many years, a haiku du jour email, and I'd send out a haiku every day of the year, practically, and that one I included in many years at Rosh Hashanah, where there's a ritual of the apple dipped in honey for a sweet year, and I don't think that's why Bill wrote that, but that's how I adapted it. Sunset, an apple rests where it fell. And then one of my all-time favorites of his and of all the haiku I've ever read is one that I think of every spring equinox. Before and after the vernal equinox, winter wind. Before and after the vernal equinox, winter wind. The gist of it is brilliant because that is exactly what happens. I think of that every equinox, because it's, you go, yay, it's spring, and then it's like, and then it's cold as all get up. And to also note that the haiku, instead of the word and, it has an ampersand, that little squiggly thing that means and, so it's before and after the vernal equinox, winter wind. High beams deeper into autumn. High beams deeper into autumn. And then this one, a simple observation, lets you meander in the vision. Twilight, a few dandelions amid the clover. Twilight, a few dandelions amid the clover. And another thing to say is that a study was done that said that in English, 10 to 14 syllables best exemplified what the traditional haiku in Japan has 17, not syllables, but sound symbols called Anji. So it does not translate into English as the 575 that people think, or even just limited to 17 syllables. But I have not spent time counting, but bills tend to be very short and concise. Too quick for my hand, winter fly. That's 8 syllables. So there's the brilliance of the brevity. Too quick for my hand, winter fly. And a super, super poignant, makes one think about life and time and whatever. Spring twilight, everybody dies young. Spring twilight, everybody dies young. And not a taboo topic in haiku, but not done a whole lot. Sexuality. Honeymoon, the post-coital whisper of the surf. Honeymoon, the post-coital whisper of the surf. Coital, I think I pronounced that right. Summer hours, older than my father ever was. That has an ellipsis after summer hours. Summer hours, older than my father ever was. And the book ends with the title poem, another brilliant haiku. Steady rain, might as well keep walking. Steady rain, might as well keep walking. And I'll read some of the acknowledgments in the book. Many of the poems were published in different versions in Acorn, Failed Haiku, Frog Pond, Modern Haiku, Presence, Prune Juice, and The Heron's Nest. Some first appeared in the chapbooks of the Spring Street Group of New York City, A Tiny Wobble and the Silence of the Cymbals. A tip of the hat to my fellow members of that group, Bill wrote. And some were chosen for inclusion in the Red Moon Anthology of English Language Haiku. And gratitude and respect to friends and colleagues at Inkstone Poetry, whose comments and always constructive criticism have been invaluable in bringing these poems to their final form. Thanks to Jim Cation of Red Moon Press for unflailing encouragement and support, and his deepest thanks always and for everything to Pat. That's his wife, my first reader for life. And the book is dedicated to his sons, John and James Kenny. And this book is available from redmoonpress.com. Keep walking. And he has other books as well. And it's very poignant to read, for me personally, to read just reading how he inscribed the book. And for my friend Monk, with gratitude and respect. So that's quite the haiku there, sort of haiku moment to read something like that at this juncture. So a great tip of the hat and a smile of the heart to Bill Kenny for his contribution of haiku, and just for the wonderful role model that he was. And his haiku will continue to shine a light and be an example, I think, to many, many people. I hope that. And right now I'm left with his message of the book title, Keep Walking. So thank you for listening and be well.